Hey there, it's Quinta Nicole here, the founder of the website Work Smart and Live, and I am super excited to be sharing with you today on this broadcast. It's an amazing time for transformation, a time for people to move forward into their calling, into their destiny, into their purpose. There is no better time than right now to sit down, get clear on your goals and your dreams, and just take action and do it. And I want to empower you. I want to inspire you. I want to lift you up to help you to do that. And so today, I want to share with you the importance of working smart so that you can live your best life. Now, that is pretty much the goal of my website and my movement, is just to share tips and lessons and inspiration and my knowledge and experiences that have helped me over my lifespan to work smart and live, and that can help you too to get the results that you want, need, and deserve in your life and in your business so that you can live a more balanced and fulfilling life now. And just create success in every area of your life. I believe in prosperity. I believe in nothing missing, broken, or lacking in any of the key areas, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially, socially, physically. And then I have two special categories that is affected by the other areas, but I keep them separate because they're primarily the two categories that control and direct people's lives, and that's occupationally and sexually. And not too many people really want to dig down deep and talk about the truth behind these areas and how they control people's lives, but I chose to get outside of the box, stand out, do something different, and really uplift people and be real. Do it in a real and authentic way. And in order for me to do that, I have to be honest and I have to be transparent and I have to tell the truth that, hey, what you decide to do in your life as far as where you work and who you decide to be with in a relationship and give yourself to and share with and intimacy and your sexuality can drastically change your life for better or for worse. And so I want to help people all across the globe to work smart and live. We are now in the information age, and that means a lot of different things for different people depending on where you are. There is soon going to be a time where you're going to have to make a choice whether you're going to be rich or you're going to be poor. And it's better to make that choice now than to make that choice later on, because steadily over time, what we are seeing in the economy is that the middle class is slowly but surely fading away and being removed, and people are being put either in the class with the poor or in the class with the rich based off of their ability to work smart and to live, to get outside of the box that have been set for them either by their own limited thinking or belief or by society's standards, and decide to do something different, decide to rise up and to be great, decide to take life into their own hands, take the wheels. And, you know, I'm a woman of faith, and I do believe in being led by my faith and being an agent for God and the Holy Spirit to work through. But in order for me to do that, I have to take action on what God and the Holy Spirit is leading me to do. I can't say I believe and just sit on my beliefs. God doesn't force himself on anyone. The Holy Spirit doesn't make you do anything. You have to be willing to allow them to work in your life. And there's no way that you can do that unless you make decisions and you take control. And if part of your taking control, you look to the Holy Spirit, you look to God or whatever your faith may be to lead you and to guide you and to move you forward through life. And so I am a Christian. I'm very open. I'm very candid about that in most of my broadcasts and my webinars, my live hangouts. But you don't have to be in order to glean from the wisdom and the knowledge and the training that I share. You can believe in anything. You know, I don't have any respecter of persons, respecter of belief. It's my job to love you. It's my job to inspire you. It's my job to equip you, regardless if you look like me, talk like me, have the same background as me, the same faith as me. None of that matters. What matters to me is that you rise up and you live your best life now, and that we lock arms, we join together to create your success story and create multiple success stories in various portions of your life. And so what is success? People throw that around loosely nowadays. And the best definition that I have for success, I learned from Earl Nightingale in a live audio that he did called The Strangest Secret. And in this audio, he shares that the definition of success is the progression. Success is the realization and progression of a worthy ideal. And while I was sitting down watching a Christmas movie with my mother, I asked, okay, well, what's worthy? And the answer just came to me in a Christmas movie, like randomly, just sitting down, enjoying family time, Christmas time. In a Hallmark Christmas movie where a librarian was telling a well-to-do businessman that her definition of success was being able to live your passion, help others, and enjoy your life. And if that's not success, then I really don't know what is. So success is the progression it's the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. That's it. The progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Write that down. That's success. And what's a worthy ideal? It is to live your passion, help others, and enjoy life. So it's the progressive realization of living your passion, helping others, and enjoying your life. If you can do that, you are successful. And what that looks like, sounds like, and feels like is subjective to the individual. What it looks like, sounds like, and feels like for me is totally different than what it may look like, sound like, and feel like for you. And so we all have to take responsibility for our own lives and our own journey towards success, because it's not something that happens overnight. It's a journey. And success should be multiplied. It should be duplicated in various areas of our lives. We were designed, we were destined, we were put on this earth to be fruitful and multiply, not just in bearing children, but in being creative and letting creation flow through us in our ideas, in our gifts, in our talents, in our experiences, in our family, in what we build, right? In every area of our life, we should create success. And so how do we do that? We do that by living our passion, helping others, and enjoying our lives. And so if we're really going to work smart and work live, we have to keep that in mind. If we're really serious about creating our best lives, living life by our design, we have to keep that in mind. And if we want to live life by God's design, then let me tell you, God didn't design you to do anything less than that. He wants you to be the best person that you can possibly be. And by you doing that, he's glorified. But too many times in life, we are overwhelmed, we are clouded, our lives are controlled, and our lives are full of activities and responsibilities and clutter that distracts us and holds us back instead of motivating us and pushing us towards the fulfillment of our purpose and being our best selves. And it's time to change that. If you're under the sound of my voice, it's time to change that. It's time to get clear. It's time to realize who we are, realize our power and our potential, and to move forward in that. And I want to help you to do that this season. So working smart and living. How do we do that? First, by understanding what success is. I already broke down to you a definition for that. Secondly, by being real and honest with ourselves. What is our passion? What do we really enjoy in life? What is it that we are constantly thinking about? What is it that we can't live without? It's next to breathing. I can give you my personal example. I'm passionate about a few things, definitely. My relationship with God. I'm passionate about dancing. Dancing is like my anti-drug. I am a dance addict. I dance in my sleep. I dance in my spirit. And I don't dance every day because I'm happy. At this point in my life, I'm happy because every day I dance, and that's my passion. So what is it that you can say about yourself and in your life that you're passionate about, that every day when you do it, it adds more excitement, it adds more energy, it adds more joy, it adds more expectation to your life, and not only your life, but to the lives of others? For me, that's my relationship with God. For me, that's dancing. For me, that's my family. Being able to build a stronger bond and relationship with my husband and my children. So living your passion, helping others. We're all created. Energy, and we're all connected. Energy is neither created nor destroyed. It's just transformed from one form to another, from one place to another, from one person to another. And so we're all connected. The law of reciprocity is always at work. Whatever you give, you shall receive in return. Whatever you sow, that shall you also reap. So what are you giving in your time and your energy and your resources to help improve your family, improve your community, improve society, improve your faith, the faith of others? What are you giving of yourself, of your skills, your talents, your resources, your experiences that can bring enhancement in the lives of others? Because in return, When you help others to grow, when you help others to prosper, when you help others to increase, it's a natural byproduct that you increase, that you grow, that your life is enriched in some way as well. Because the law of reciprocity, the law of sowing and reaping, the law of giving and receiving is always, always, always at work. It's a universal law that cannot be broken. And then enjoying your life. What brings you enjoyment? What brings you joy? You know, is it just watching a movie with your family? People spend so much time working that they never take time out to enjoy the fruits of their labor. And it's important for you to take time out to enjoy the fruits of your labor, because when you do that, that raises your spirits, that raises your energy, that improves your attitude and your expectation for great things in life. And that spills over into your work. It spills over into your attitude and how you connect with other people. It affects your ability to attract greater, better things in your life and in your business. And so if we're really serious about working smart and living, it's important for us to really understand what it means to be successful, but even more so, what it means to be successful for us as individuals, living our passions and really just growing in our lives. If you're not growing, you're dying. So it's important to always, always, always be growing in some and in all areas in our life so that we can be the best that we can possibly be. So you have to ask yourself, what does success look like, feel like, sound like for me? And once you find the answer to that, make a commitment to always choose to be successful. Because the reality is that the only way that you cannot be successful is if you stop progressing, if you stop moving forward, if you lay down and refuse to give up. So, you have a choice. This is your life. This is your time. This is your future. I'm Quinta Nicole with Work Smart and Live. I want to thank you for tuning into today's broadcast. I look so forward to creating success with you each and every day. Until next time, live, love, dance, pray, be thankful each and every day from my heart to yours. Peace and blessings.